KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is Taylor Morgan alongside Adam Gardner, your hosts for this evening. Adam, are you tracking this hush money trial in New York involving former President Trump?
You know, I created an Excel spreadsheet to track all of the trials
with
President Trump. But just a little bit. I'm really excited for today's guests. We get to kind of dig a little bit deeper and find out the crux of the issue here in New York.
Definitely. Well, joining the program now, fortunately for us and you listeners, we have Greg Skordas, KSL legal analyst, joining us here on KSL at Night. Greg, where are you right now? I know you've been in Idaho covering various trials. Where are you joining us from?
I'm just joining you from my office here in Salt Lake, Taylor.
Oh, okay.
I'm back to work trying to do my day job.
There you go. Well, no, not easy to be KSL legal analyst these days with, it seems like, a new trial involving former President Trump every week. What is the latest with the hush money trial that really got underway today, Monday, April 22nd?
You're exactly right. And what happened was this. We thought that it could take a while to select a jury, and the judge set aside last week to do that. Of course, they need 12 jurors. And just like the trial you talked about up in Idaho, the judge thought that we should have six alternates because the trial is supposed to take somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks. So the jury was selected. It took much less time than anticipated. I think 3.5 or 4 days. They've got their 18 jurors in the box. And they started today, fresh start Monday morning, with the opening remarks of both counsels. So the prosecution, the district attorney's office, gave their opening statements about what they intend to prove. The defense gave theirs. And they got so far, Taylor, as to even start calling the first witness. They didn't get very far with it, but we did get at least 30 minutes into the very first witness. And you're right. This is the hush money case.
So, Greg, can you give us a little bit of a rundown of what the actual issue here is? What did Trump do that prosecutors are alleging is illegal?
Now, that's a great question. And that's the crux of the whole case, Adam. So the issue here is, under what circumstances was the porn star Stormy Daniels paid, and how was that accomplished? Trump's own lawyer, this Cohen, who's a convicted liar, let's be honest, he even went to prison, said that the money was funneled through him as attorney fees, that he was sending a bill to the Trump Organization for $35,000 a month for a year, so it was over $420,000, and that it really wasn't for attorney's fees at all, that part of it, $130,000 of it, was hush money to this porn star for an alleged affair with Trump. Now, you know, and some of this involved campaign contributions. So if that's the case and Trump knew about it, that's a huge problem. His attorneys have stated in their opening remarks that other people were dealing with the finances. Trump was out campaigning. He didn't have a part in that, and that's really going to be the crux of the case. What did Trump know? What did he authorize? And what did he pay? And how? His own attorney is going to say that he absolutely was involved in it. Of course, Trump's already laid the groundwork for the cross examination on Michael Cohen by saying he's a convicted liar.
Greg, what are the potential consequences if this jury finds Donald Trump guilty of the charges?
This penalty, and there are several counts, but each count carries up to 4 years in state prison. This is a state case. There are two state cases, New York and Florida, and two federal cases, D.C. and Florida. And this is the state case. So, yeah, he could do – and it's important that state-federal distinction is also important because you can't pardon yourself from a state charge if you're a federal official.
That's interesting,
so,
Greg.
Yeah, if he's convicted of this one, he's going to have to live with it. But, yes – each count carries, and there were numerous checks, so there are numerous counts, but each one carries up to a maximum of 4 years in prison. Not that he would do that, but if he's convicted of multiple felonies, I could certainly see a judge giving him some level of incarceration or certainly probation, that type of thing. But they're very serious charges. and there's a lot of money involved here.
So each check that was written is a count?
Each check that was written, exactly, that was written and was mischaracterized for what it was. So if a check is written and it says legal fees, when everybody knows it's hush money, that's a crime. Now, if in fact there were legal fees performed, and that's another issue. But the checks that are important here are the ones that were mischaracterized and misstated and arguably involved campaign funds. And you can't, yeah. I mean, anybody knows that when you're dealing with campaign monies, you have to dot your I's and cross your T's.
There is a lot of rules that go along with campaign
Absolutely.
Funds.
Okay. So
you don't get to go down that road.
Yeah. So to drill down on this, the charges involve falsifying the business records, using campaign monies as hush money. Is hush money illegal itself? Greg, not asking for me, of course, but corporations, entities, nonprofits enter into non-disclosure agreements or settlements outside of court all the time, right? That presumably is legal. Is hush money illegal? Is there something on the books specifically in New York that would prohibit the hush money, or is it the misclassification and using campaign money to pay the hush money that is the problem here?
It's the latter. You articulated it great. No, hush money is fine. People do non-disclosure agreements, and even people who get involved with extramarital affairs or things like that, they don't want it to become embarrassing. They don't want their wife to find out. Yeah, here's some money. Go away and keep our secret safe. There's nothing illegal about that. What's illegal is if you mischaracterize what it is. You cook the book, so to speak. And it's absolutely illegal if you use campaign contributions to do that. So, yeah, I mean, we do non-disclosure agreements all the time. And that's fine. That's the purpose of non-disclosure, is that you not disclose that what the money was settled for and the amount of money. But you can't lie about it in your record keeping, and you can't use public funds to do that, or campaign funds.
Got
it. Say.
Last question I want to ask is, if he, let's just say he's convicted, hypothetical, he's convicted. The judge says you're convicted on all these counts. We're going to sentence you to 1 year in jail. Can he still run for president?
That's the question nobody can figure out the answer to, because, I mean, you can't be president of the United States with certain things on your record. Can you run? I mean, that's who knows? I mean, we're going to have a constitutional challenge in this country like we have never had before, depending on what happens in this trial. This may very well be the only trial that's going to be heard before November, just because the other ones are being stalled out. Yeah. But this one's going now. It's supposed to last through April and May. We'll see what happens.
Greg Skordas, KSL legal analyst. As always, Greg, thank you so much for joining KSL at Night. We would be lost without your expertise and your legal analysis. We'll have you back soon as this case develops, Greg. Thank you again.
I hope so. Thank you both.
Adam, coming up next, a real treat. We are going to be joined in studio here at KSL News Radio by Inside Sources Boyd Matheson to break down some of the big legislation that has just recently passed Congress specifically.
Something passed Congress?
Yeah. And it turns out, Adam, the U.S. House of Representatives might actually be efficient and bipartisan. Shocking. Listeners, you won't want to miss that. It's after the break.